Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WCBS Sports Director Jared Max is on the Jersey side of the river looking down at all this, and he joins us live. Jared, describe what you can see.
Right now, what I'm looking at, it looks like I see about 10 different of the ferries and a couple of the fireboats that are probably around now about 23rd Street. About 15 minutes ago when I was first woken up by a phone call telling me to look out my window because I live looking right across from New York City, that I could see the plane was facing the nose of the plane, and then basically the body, the length of the plane was facing directly at the Empire State Building, and it's been drifting south down the river for about 10 minutes. It looks like it's going to be about 10 blocks down the way here. And surprisingly, there's no helicopters in the area. I guess you'd expect to normally see that, but I guess that's been called off here.
And Jared, it appeared that the plane is for the most part floating. In fact, at some point, we actually saw it rotating in the water. The wind was pushing it.
I could see a good chunk of the plane. I just snapped some photos, which I'm in the process of transferring and sending to the newsroom that you can see and post online. Just a scary, scary sight, honestly, truly, to wake up to this phone call, look out the window, and see a good portion of an airplane, to find out that it's an Airbus that's submerged in the water in the Hudson River, and see a good length of that plane sticking up like what would be the underside, but instead the top of it.
All right, Jared, of course, you mentioned the plane. You said it's down off about 23rd Street by now. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it might even not be further. It's slowly, slowly going down. I know there's a helicopter which is in the area, and people who know I live in this area now are sending me texts and calling in here as we're speaking right now. There are several New York Waterway ferries that are outside. It looks like it's maybe around 21st Street by now, right around Chelsea Piers.
That would be about a 20-block stretch that has floated down of the current from the Hudson River when it first went in there about 40 minutes ago.
WCBS reporter and anchor Jody Applegate has been talking to witnesses, and she joins us live with the latest there. Jody?
Steve, a lot of people have been calling in from both sides of the Hudson, people in high-rises on the west side of Manhattan, and we heard from one gentleman who was driving on the West Side Highway, Nick Chicharo, thinks that he saw fire.
Its left engine was spewing flames out the back. I thought he might be trying to make an emergency landing at Newark, but then I heard on the on my scanner that Special Operations NYPD reported that it was in the water. So it lost its starboard engine. It lost power.
That was Nick Chicharo again, who was driving on the West Side Highway. And as Jared mentioned, New York Waterways ferries are in the vicinity making rescues there, and they're taking a lot of folks to Weehawken, and we'll have more eyewitness accounts coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.